when Siman Ayin Resh Beis. We're up to Siftes, and we'll be completing the Siman. Siftes, p'mokim she'ein yayin motzu, in a place where wine is uncommon. Yesh om shemekatshim al sheicha v'shar mashkin. There are those who say that you can make kiddush over beer or other beverages. Chutz min hamayim, other than water. What's pshat in this? So this is where it's chamar medina. And once again, we define chamar medina as a social drink, something you would drink even if you're not thirsty. So if there is a machlokas rishonim, when it is that you're allowed to use chamar medina. The Mishtabura follows the shitas that it's talking about where wine is not common in that city, in that place. Where wine is uncommon, so then we say whatever social drink has taken its place, that's considered chamar medina. The Rambam shita is that even where wine is equally easily accessible, but if the minig in the place is that when people come as a social drink, you use something in place of wine, then that would become chamar medina. Now today, when people come over to visit, generally speaking, unless you're really into wine, most people don't serve wine. They'll serve something else. As long as that something else is not water, it would be chamar medina according to the Rambam. But according to the other Rishonim, since wine is matsui, we would not be able to use the chamar medina. Vaminig says that the mechaber now chutz minam v'yesh om shei mekachin. Some say that you should not be mekadesh on chamar medina. Ula harosh, the rosh makes something of a pshari. He says like this: balayla, by night, lo yekadesh al hasheich or al hapas. By night, why make kiddush on beer? Make kiddush on the pas, on the challah. Ubaboker yosa tov lekadosh al sheicher sheivarach alav shah kol kodem berkas hamotzi sheivarach alapas chilein kan shum shinui v'divrei tamhem. The Rosh's sheet is like this: yes, you are yotza with kiddush alapas by day two, but it's a big b'dievet because the ikur kiddush of day is you start your suda in a way that's different than during the week. Since there is no bracha for kiddush hayom, all you're going to be doing is making a motzi by being mekadesh al hapas. You always start a suda with a motzi. So it doesn't show that today is a special day. So the Rosh, even though he holds a b'dieved your yotza by night with kiddush al hapas, the Rosh is saying not to do it if you have a choice. So you're better off using chamar medina. This is by day. By night, everyone agrees that pas would come before chamar medina. Now, lahalacha, by night, you should really not use other mashkin because it's a machlokis. Whereas, by day, you're better off using chamar medina than pas. Says the Ramavim, yayin bi'ir lo yekadesh al hapas. If there's wine in the city, you should not make a kiddush al hapas. Now, lahalacha like this. If somebody wants to use chamar medina by day because it's choviv, then that's all right. That you're allowed to do. So, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says in a place where people like whiskey better than wine, they can make kiddush on whiskey. But the Mishnah Berurah shita is that you need a revius of whiskey, and someone has to drink a malol lugmav or a bidiyeved. You have tziruf that together it'll add up to drinking malol lugmav. Using a shot glass, which is based on the taz, that's something that the meaning is to drink very little of. Very little of it is already mechayev and bracha achrona. The Mishnah Berurah does not say to be somach on that over here. So although many have such a minig, it's not brought down in Mishnah Berurah. Now, why is it that we don't make kiddush al hapas if there is wine be'ir? Because Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that you should not make kiddush on pas. So lahalacha, we do not make kiddush al hapas unless you really don't have a choice. If there's wine in the city, make kiddush on wine. If you don't have wine, then you're better off by night making kiddush on pas, and by day on chamar medina. Further in the Ramah, umi sheina sholsa yayin mishum neder. Someone does not drink wine because he made a neder not to drink it. Yochol lekadesh olav, he can make kiddush on it. V'yishtu acherim and amasubim imo, and let someone else drink the wine. V'mein omrim imo yekadesh ol hapas lo layayin. V'mein acherim imo yekadesh ol hapas lo layayin. Whereas if there's no one else there, then he has no choice, and there he should make kiddush on pas. O yishma kiddush mechem, or hear kiddush from other people. The Magen Avraham doesn't like the idea of making Kiddush al menas that someone else drinks the wine and you don't drink it at all. Now, Sif Yud, I mean, and that this is only that you're being, you know, you're being motzi them with Kiddush and you're not drinking altogether. You're being motzi them with the Baruch Prayer Gof and you're not drinking altogether unless they just don't know how to make Kiddush. Sif Yud Birkas Yain Shal Kiddush Poteris Yain Shabbatoch Hasuda. Once you make a Baruch Prayer Gof on wine, then any wine that you have during the meal is covered by that Baruch Prayer Gofen. You don't make a bracha achrona on it, since this was a tzorach hasuda for the sake of Kiddush, so it is part of the meal, it's machmas hasuda, and benching covers it. Whether you're benching ala kos or you're not benching ala kos, birkas hamazon still covers it. Even if you did not have wine during the meal, the halachi is that your benching will cover the wine that you use for Kiddush because it's a tzorech hasuda.